Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Chloe Kemp. Chloe Kemp is the author of Wisdom Keeper, My Extraordinary Journey to Unlock the Sacred. And you can find out more about Chloe Kemp and her wonderful work at her website, ChloeKempWisdomKeeper.com. Welcome, Chloe Kemp.
Hi, nice to be here. Thank you.
So Chloe Kemp, you have a wonderful distinction. And in addition to being an author of a wonderful book, you have healed yourself naturally of multiple sclerosis, which a lot of people never even recover from, which is miraculous, which is part of what your book talks about. What exactly is MS?
It is an autoimmune disease, a neurological disease that's in the central nervous system, and it's where the myelin sheaths just start deteriorating. And so your signals don't go correctly anymore. And it's basically based in your spine and your brain.
Thank you. Now, how old were you when you were diagnosed with MS? And did you, when you started out, did you follow any traditional treatments?
I was in my 50s. I don't remember exactly how old I was. The doctor, it all surprised me totally. I had no idea. In fact, I thought I had heart problems because my feet were numb all the time. So that's what I thought. And so the neurologist, after he did all of his tests and said, it's definitely MS, he told me that was the diagnosis he hated telling people the most, which I was shocked because the neurologist, my God, you deal with brain tumors, all kinds of things. So I listened when he said that because he was being sincere. And he scared me. He said, it's way too dangerous. There is no cure and it's going to get worse. You have to be on MS medication, which I did not want to do, but he scared me enough. So I just agreed, I'll try it. That's all. I just said, okay, I'll try it. Give me the least controversial one that has the least side effects. That's the one I'll try. And within a couple of months, I ended up in the ER because they thought I was having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And they kept me in the hospital for a couple of days, did tons of tests, and realized it was the stupid MS drugs that had screwed up my whole cardiovascular system. Mm-hmm. And then I was on a bunch of other drugs because the way a lot of illnesses in the Western medicine work, they put you on the main drug and then you've got so many side effects. You're on like a huge suitcase full of chasing side effects. So I was on a lot of other medication because of the MS drugs. And I said, you know what? I'm going off of everything because I found out my liver enzymes were high from all these other drugs. I'm like, I'm just going to go off of everything and I'll figure out what's the next step, but I'm not doing this anymore. So that's kind of how it started.
Yeah. And I want to compliment you because every truly great healer that I have ever met has done their own deep inner healing, right? And I'm talking about truly great healers, right? So people, I remember one time meeting this lady from Finland and I read her intuitively and I'm like, oh my gosh, what she has been through, right? But it's by walking through our own personal healing that I think makes us great healers. And, you know, some people go and get a medical degree and other people get a PhD in personal experience, right?
Yes.
So how long had you been diagnosed with MS before turning to natural healing methods to resolve the issue?
No, I added alternative methods immediately. Here's really how it all came together for my relationship with the illness and what I felt like was my path and what I could do. I had a conversation with Spirit when I got home from the diagnosis and said, okay, I know the MS is here for lessons. I know that. And I'm going to honor that. I'm going to do my best to figure all of them out. And if you feel like it's necessary that I need to have MS for the rest of this lifetime, then I will accept that. But I also want you to know I'm still going to continue trying to get rid of it. So that was kind of how I held it, because I trust Spirit. And I don't know all the reasons behind how they direct us. And so I wanted to acknowledge maybe there's a reason I don't know that I'm supposed to have it the rest of this lifetime. So I just want you to know I'm okay with that. So I felt like that was a good way to start out, like, come here and help me kind of thing. Yeah.
This conversation, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I just love that you did that. And I think that anyone who's suffering from a serious illness can follow Chloe Kemp's example and go, you know, come home from your diagnosis and say a prayer and go, okay, okay, and now guide me, right?
What's next?
Yeah, what's next? You know, and there's some, if you are listening to this broadcast and you're suffering from a serious illness, you know, there's some great affirmations that I would recommend that you use. I am divinely led to the people and natural healing remedies that are going to be the most effective for me by grace and perfect timing.
Right.
Another great one is every hand that touches my body is a healing hand.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the most profound healings I ever did for myself was, okay, I let go and I allow God to heal me, right?
Yes.
Because sometimes we can be trying so hard and doing all kinds of things, you know, really working overtime to get well. And yet maybe there's a divine reason that, you know, you need to be in the emergency room so you meet the love of your life. And if
exactly, we don't know. Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So, which brings me to my next question, which Chloe Kemp, which is, what do you feel? I know you're a spiritual person. What do you feel was the spiritual lesson behind your MS?
Honestly, there were multiple lessons, and it's happened. It took me 14 years of working on myself, trying other people's alternative healing, doing my own alternative healing, 14 years. So I couldn't begin to remember every single tiny lesson, but it just built. You know, I would have an aha moment. I would get it. I would process it. And then I would just keep moving forward. So there was not just one lesson. Although, honestly, I feel like the biggest purpose for me to have MS this lifetime and to get it exactly at the time that I did was to get me where I am spiritually. Because it kept me so dedicated to my spiritual path. And that was a huge gift. Huge.
Yeah. Yes. Right. And really listening to Spirit. Right.
Right.
About every step of the way. And I love that you say that it took you 14 years, because one of the things that we know in natural healing is that every 7 years, you build a whole new body. Right. So in literally 7 years from now, you will literally not be the same person that you are today. So basically that's like, you did that twice. You rebuilt your body twice, right?
Right.
So, and in my work as a medical intuitive healer, I talk about the five levels of healing. The physical body, we know what that is. The energetic body, which includes your chakras, your acupuncture meridians, and your breath. The emotional body, which I feel is the largest part of any of us, because emotions can shut down anything. The mental body, which is your thoughts and beliefs. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you're listening to this broadcast and you have a serious illness, you know, one of your beliefs that you want to hold in mind is, I can heal anything, right? I can handle anything that God gives me, right? Because if you look at the medical literature, people have recovered from every disease known to man, right?
Right.
And you want to be one of the lucky ones. And then finally, what's happening on the soul level? So going back to you, Chloe Kempke, and I understand that over 14 years, you had many spiritual lessons from your MS. So, and it kept you on your spiritual path. But would you share for our audience maybe some of the biggest spiritual revelations that you received during your personal journey of healing MS?
Well, there's something that's I want to clarify. I wasn't on a journey. I mean, it wasn't like I would wake up every day like, oh my God, what am I going to do today to try to heal myself from MS? The 14 years was a combination of all kinds of things. In those 14 years, I had a doctor tell me, I think you have uterine and ovarian cancer. I had another doctor say, oh my God, you have this huge lump in your breast. Lots of stuff was going on. So I just looked at MS as one of many things that I was dealing with. And I was also helping others. I was also working on other people. So MS didn't, one thing I did not let MS consume my life. I did not. When I started not being able to barely talk, and I couldn't remember even words as simple as a broom, I just started making fun out of it. Like, I got to play charades right now. I have no idea. What is that thing when you have a stick and you put do like that on the ground? They went, you mean sweep? Yeah. And so I just kept a positive attitude, and I just didn't let it overwhelm me, and I didn't let it be the center of my universe. So there were lots of healing in all areas. I didn't spend 14 years trying to heal myself from MS, not at all. I spent 14 years building my spiritual path and learning more and more and more about what my purpose is here and what spirit really wants me to do. So that's really how the 14 years was spent. It wasn't focused on MS. It really wasn't.
Yeah. Respect, huge respect for your journey. Now, as you know, Chloe Kemp, many people who suffer from MS just stick with traditional Western medicine. And again, if you're listening to this broadcast and you're one of these people, you know, we honor your path, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. How is your own approach to healing MS? How has that been different than the way that somebody who just took drugs and listened to their medical doctor?
Well, again, we could use this example for any illness. It has nothing to do really with MS. It's just that happened to be one of my big challenges, but it's true for anything. And you know what? It's true for any big problem that someone's having. It could be physical, could be mental, emotional. This is my recommendation, is that you really need to get to a place to surrender and trust and have faith. I'm also a big believer and respect in trusting Western medicine when it's necessary. I am not one of those healers is like, oh my God, it's awful. Don't ever do. I don't believe that. So I've had six surgeries. Cause I'm like, okay, let me do my work first. Then you can go look around and then we'll talk later. It's just like kind of how I look at surgery, but I think it serves its purpose for, you know, really finding out what's going on. So that would be the difference that I took rather versus what most people do when they are holding on tightly to only Western medicine, is I said, okay, I'll do both. You know, I'll do this, although that didn't last very long because of the heart problem. But I also was completely open. I mean, I immediately, because I was having a lot of pain, I went and had acupuncture, which unfortunately didn't work. Honestly, a lot of the things during my 14 years didn't work at all. And that's okay, because, you know, then you're learning, you're checking it off the list, like, no. And also, though, what I tell people is don't assume that my journey is your journey. I know there's thousands of people that acupuncture is amazing. It just, I've tried it for multiple things with my body. It never works. But that doesn't mean it's not going to work for somebody else. But so anyway, I started trying things very early. So I think that just my willingness to try. And I think the other thing that's different when you're saying I'm not going to just be a victim and just do whatever my Western medicine doctor tells me and hope that that works. I feel like it's really important to take responsibility, because if you're going to do alternative healing, spiritual healing, whatever you want to call it, you have to do your own work. It's mm-hmm. not some guru over here who's going to like give you a magic pill and you're like, okay, great. Because I think the people who are kind of addicted to Western medicine, they don't really want to do the work. They're just like, I just want to sit back, just give me a prescription. I'll come in 30 days. I'll do it again. But they want somebody to do it for them. And so when I do my own healing, I really stress like, okay, 99% chance you're going to get homework. And I expect for you to do it, because it's not for me. If I'm telling you, you've got homework, it's because the spirit guides said, this is what this person needs to continue working on. And it's really important. And in fact, I've turned people down. I'm like, I asked them from the beginning when they want an appointment. I'm like, well, I want to let you know, I have a homework. So if you aren't comfortable doing it, then we shouldn't even do your session. So I feel that strongly about it. So I think that's one of the big differences, because with Western medicine, you just like, you expect everybody else to do it for you. And yeah. You have to do your own work. No matter what kind of healer you have, you still have to show up and do your work. You yeah. can't just say, well, my healer's going to do it for me. That's in my opinion. Maybe there's healers that say that's fine. For me, I don't agree with that. So.
And you and I are in complete agreement. I just went to my dermatologist this morning. I grew up in Savannah out in the sunshine. I've had skin cancer taken off my nose. So I go and get checked out. They take things off my skin. Very important. And I tell everyone, I come from a medical family. My brother's a doctor. My brother's an incredible ophthalmologist. He's wonderful. My father was a doctor. My brother, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and uncle were all doctors. Wow. And we respect doctors. We need doctors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
If I get hit by a car, take me to the emergency room, right?
Don't stand there and pray. Yes, take me to the emergency room.
Yeah. So you are using what's called an integrative approach or a complementary approach.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And even here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I'm very careful about not demonizing anyone, right?
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Everything has its place. But part of our healing, I agree with you also, is we have to take responsibility for our healing and not expect other people to do it for us. And I'm just like you. I give people, you know, homework. It's like, all right, you want to get over MS? I want you to take fish oils. I want you to get heavy metal testing.
Right.
I want you to get gluten out of your diet. Right. I want you to get glyphosate out of your diet. I want you to purchase a far infrared sauna and get the heavy metals and toxins out of your diet, out of your system. Now, with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're listening to Chloe Kemp about an integrated approach to MS.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So Chloe Kemp, author of Wisdom Keeper, My Extraordinary Journey to Unlock the Sacred. As a medical intuitive healer, you know, I believe that dis-ease is always happening on all five levels, the physical, energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And what I see in my work is sometimes people are working really hard on one level, like they're working really hard on having a positive attitude, or they're attending a religious organization on a regular basis, but there's some kind of holes in their program. Like maybe they're not doing any kind of healthy movement, right? Maybe they're stuck in stress. Maybe they haven't resolved their core emotional wounds. In your book, so I'm kind of like a little detective and go, okay, well, you know, here's where the real juice is in your case. So for example, this morning I told a client, you've already done the easy stuff. He's practicing Qigong and doing breath work and has improved his diet. But guess what? He's still got all this other stuff that really is his next steps. Now, in your book, Wisdom Keeper, you discuss your personal healing journey, including past life therapy. How did past life regression therapy help you resolve MS and these other illnesses that you mentioned?
Okay, I will address that, but I wanted to make one correction. You've been leaving off the last word of my book title. It's My Extraordinary Journey to Unlock the Sacred Within.
Within, okay. Within.
Yeah.
Great, thank you for that.
Yeah, honestly, I never did a past life specifically with the intention of I wanna remove my MS. I never did that. I am a big believer on getting out of the way. When I'm doing spiritual work and when I'm doing healing work, I want my spirit guides to be able to direct it. And they do. That's one thing I tell my clients. We have, you know, when we talk before the session, I'm like, the spirit guides are going to guide this, because I have an ability to see people's past lives and then clear things for them, like right in the moment. But I explain, like, I can't guarantee that's going to happen because it's not up to me. It's up to the spirit guides. And they may say, no, there's something happening right now that we've got to deal with before we go anywhere else. And so I look at past lives two ways. I can remember my own. A lot of times they just show up without me even wanting them to show up, or I've had regressions, and I just go with an open mind. I don't go with a okay, this is specifically, well, there was one time I asked for a very specific information, but almost always I just go with, tell me what I need to know today. So I didn't really ever use that. And when it comes up, when I'm healing a client, it is, if it comes up, it's part of their healing process. There's something usually stuck from a past life. There's trauma that they can't. Well, this was extraordinary. The first time I knew that I could see other people's past lives, because I didn't train. It's obviously something I knew how to do before. Mm-hmm. I kept being told to keep my hand on her belly. And every time I tried to move it, spirit guide said, no, one hand has to be in her belly the whole time. I'm like, okay. And so after the session was over, I said, well, tell me, you know, what you experienced, and I'll tell you what I did. And her first thing out of her mouth was, I can't believe I let you touch my belly all that time. And she said, I don't know why, but during this lifetime, I've never let anyone touch my belly, even my husband. I'm like, well, I can tell you why. And it's gone. That issue's gone. So, because she'd been stabbed in the belly 20 times. That was the trauma that we relieved. So you never know how a past life. That was very direct. That was just so clear. You know, my hand was on her belly. She got stabbed in the belly. Took him 20 times to kill her. So that, you know, sometimes it's that easy. Like, oh, okay, let me release that. And then that was gone. She never had a problem with her belly. Sometimes it's just past lives can help in healing because they give information. They give, you know, so it's not always, oh, I'm going to heal that trauma. Sometimes it's information for you to look at, to remember. One thing that's been happening with my healing recently, well, actually this whole year since the book's been out, I've been in its spirits coming to me. It's, you know, it's all orchestrated somewhere else, not me. There are people that have been profound, amazing spiritual leaders and healers in other lives. And that's what I see. And so I am helping them to remember and to step into their power. So that's another way that, I mean, to me, because that's my ultimate goal, is to heal the world. And that's what that's helping, is by getting these healers to wake up. And they're like so powerful. So because I know some healers, some alternative healers don't value past lives. They're like, ah, that was then, this is now, stay in the present. But personally, I believe there's so much information that past lives can give us. I do. So it's been an important part on my journey. And I would say close to 90% of the time, somebody's past life shows up if they're on my table. So it's just, it's really important, I think. Yeah.
So Chloe Kemp, you bring up several really excellent points. So in my work as a medical intuitive healer, one of the things that I sometimes look at is a person's archetypes. And many people have had past lives as various kinds of healers, whether you were a doctor or a medicine man or a nurse or a, you know, some sort of counselor. And when we learn how to tap into our inner healer, all right, we can use that aspect of ourselves, whether it's from this lifetime or a past lifetime, that cellular memory, that soul level memory, we can use that to call up the wisdom to heal ourselves.
Right.
Now, when I work with people with MS, again, I look at the five levels of healing: physical, energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So I'm going to give sort of a brief overview about how I work with people with MS. So on the physical level, I'm going to work on physical detoxification, removing any sort of toxic chemicals that would affect your nervous system. Again, getting pro-inflammatory foods out of the diet, getting foods that set off autoimmune disease, gluten being one of them. Again, glyphosate, which is Roundup. And many people think, well, you know, I'm not that bad, but they're spraying toxic chemicals in their garden. So I'm looking at both them and their environment, right? I'm wanting to make sure that they're taking high dose, high quality fish oil so that they can myelinate the nerves, right? On the energetic level, I'm going to do a reading of their energy field and find out if there's any breaks or tears in their aura, right? From either current or past life trauma. I'm getting brief overview. I'm also going to make sure that they get out of adrenal stress, because when we're in chronic stress, it's like we're overloading the nervous system, right? And when you overload the nervous system from years of chronic stress, okay, then you can create all kinds of neurological disease, right? So giving yourself permission to rest, restoring your adrenal function. On the emotional level, I'm going to look at what are the emotions behind any illness, right? Because emotions hold things in place. And here at the Natural Healing Show, just recently I interviewed somebody and they talked about, basically the term is moving symptoms. So you fix your MS and you get breast cancer, and you fix your MS and your breast cancer and you sprain your ankle. You have to resolve the emotions. And then on the mental level, because MS does deal with the nervous system, I'm going to work with that person on brain integration to help them get both sides of their brain working so that, again, there's less stress on the nervous system and they can use more of their full brain potential. And on the soul level, I'm going to look at why at a soul level do you manifest MS or any illness, right? Because when we are manifesting a serious illness, that's like at the soul level, you're saying, I need a major reset, right? Just like when you reboot your computer, right? So a major illness is a call for a reconsideration. Now, you talked about how you sort of noticed what worked and what didn't work. And I appreciate also what you're saying is that what worked for you and what didn't work for you may be different from others. But let's talk about what you tried and didn't work. You mentioned acupuncture didn't make any difference for you. What else didn't make?
I couldn't even go through the list. Actually, my book, in towards the end of the book, has a chapter all about alternative treatment, because I don't know. I mean, I know a lot about alternative treatment. Maybe somebody else doesn't. So I wanted to give them almost like a glossary of here's. Yes. And I only put the things I tried. The yes. truth is, almost everything in there didn't work. Almost everything. Because my editor said, can you like tell us which ones were the best? I'm like, no, I cannot, because most of those didn't work. And if I start saying that, then somebody else maybe won't try it. And I want people to try because I know it has worked for other people. I tell you the biggest noticeable thing that worked, and I got on this shortly after I got off of all the medication. There was a neurologist back in, I think it was the 40s, whenever MS, they first discovered it, but there was no medicine.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Roy Swank. He specialized in MS, and he created a diet because there was no medicine. So that was the first thing I did. And I thought, well, that's going to at least make my neurologist feel a little bit better when I say, hey, guess what? I'm not on any medicine anymore, because it's a colleague. He's a neurologist. He came up with it. I'll tell you what's very interesting, but I won't give any names. There was a doctor, there was a clinic that I first went to, and one of the doctors worked directly with Dr. Swank. The other doctor was my doctor. And I hadn't seen her for months that I'd been on this diet. I went in, she went, oh my God, what happened? So I told her, and she said, I will not go on the record with this. So if you tell people I said this, I'm not going to admit it. But she said, we know it works. We know it does. They have the huge clinic. And she said, here's the reason that it doesn't work. People don't have the discipline. She said, yes. It's hard. It takes away almost everything. I mean, everything that you thought was pleasurable, it's gone. And so she said, we've only had in our entire clinic, you and one other woman that have stuck with it. And she had the same results you did.
So I assume no cookies and no wine and no chocolate. I'm joking.
Okay.
So what is the Roy Swank MS diet?
Basically, I mean, it's just a really healthy anti-inflammatory diet, but he was ahead of his time back in the 40s or 50s. Whenever he did it, it was way early before people even knew much about nutrition. The diet was no dairy, no gluten, no soy, no legumes, no eggs, and low fat, low sugar.
Yeah.
So it wasn't hard to follow, I mean, as far as remembering it, but oh my God, not very much fun.
Yeah, not very much fun. Now, again, what I would do as a medical intuitive healer is I would look at what are a person's individual food sensitivities, because maybe there's some body types that are actually wonderful and thrive on cow's milk products, right? But
I don't know if they really thrive with it.
There's a nervous system body type that cow's milk is their food to eat when they're not well, actually.
Yes.
So, you know, as they say, one man's meat is another man's poison, right?
Right. But
in general, anything that increases inflammation is going to break down your nervous system.
Of course.
And so I came up with a phrase a long time ago, which is, nobody in their right mind eats cats. Nobody in their right mind eats cats. So what are cats? Caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, sugar. Those are all pro-inflammatory foods.
Right.
And then what I call friends of cats, fried foods and gluten. And just like any regular cats, if you think you're in charge of a cat, you're wrong. Cats do whatever you want to do. So ironically, when you reduce or eliminate the cats, you're reducing the pro-inflammatory foods that break down your hair, your bones, your nervous system. And then the anti-inflammatory foods, distilled water will pull toxins out of your nerve, out of your joints. Okay, green juices, smoothies, right? Lots of fruits and vegetables, right? Phytochemicals. So Chloe Kemp, were there any natural healing remedies that helped your recovery from MS? So any, you know, herbs or supplements that you took that were helpful?
I'm sure I did. I mean, I took all kinds of supplements, but honestly, it was 14 years over a 14 year period. I haven't had it since 2018. So it's not in my brain. And honestly, I don't have a desire to go back and like, let me see what I used to take. I don't.
So do you still struggle with MS, or do you feel like you're fully
recovered?
That's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah. I tell you what happened. This was fascinating. So the last healing session I had with this shaman here in Mexico back in 2018 was in December. It was the last thing I was supposed to do to like finish this whole process. And I went to Europe 3 months later. I was shocked, but so happy. Like every day I woke up, I had so much energy, because my cognitive issues used to be really bad. And like in a 3-month period, there was only one day that I thought you should probably stay in and rest in 3 months. Like that is in 14 years, that had never happened. Never, never, never. So I knew like something huge is happening. And then I went back to the States to sell everything, and it was hot, which heat, you know, can really aggravate a mess, and then really stressful. Not a problem. I'm like, oh my God. All right. I've just tested myself a million ways. Every one of those things could have just put me in the hospital, and I'm thriving. So yeah, it's gone. Yeah.
So you've been MS free for 5 years.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I know.
With that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. And we're talking to Chloe Kemp, author of Wisdom Keeper, My Extraordinary Journey to Unlock the Sacred Within.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Chloe Kemp, as you know, many people who start their journey as energy healers learn very simple practices such as Reiki. And when we channel Reiki, you're literally channeling healing energy. And whenever you give Reiki, you also receive Reiki, right? So we get, you know, we're letting the healing energy flow through us. You are an intuitive energy shaman and medium. How has your work in natural healing supported your own personal healing?
First of all, I wanted to qualify, even though I'm positive I've been a shaman in past lives, I prefer calling myself a shamanic energy healer rather than a shaman.
Okay.
And so now
I'm going by what's on your website. So anyway.
Oh, that's what it says, shamanic energy healer. That's what it says. Yeah. Yeah. So I agree with you. As I heal others, I get healed. You know, there's healing energy around both of us. So it's not like it just stays right there. There's not like a wall. Like it's only going to be to the client. You never get it. So that happens. My healing work, it just takes me to new levels because like, okay, I just got back from the States. I did several healing sessions in Asheville. They were profound. There were things that happened that have never happened in a healing before. And so I know, because I've noticed it here in Mexico too, things are getting more intense. I mean, I just, you know, there's more intense things in the world. I am getting to a much higher level that my ability to do healing. I'm now, not that I'm asking, but souls are coming and showing up at my healings to help with the healing work. So it keeps me on my path. It keeps me growing, keeps me reaching. Yeah.
Yes. I love that. I have taken photographs of angels in my healing room. And if you go to CatherineKerrigan.com and click on angel photos, you can actually see them. And people go, oh yeah, you have photos of angels. And then it's like, oh my God, there they are. And so when we do healing work, we definitely get help from the other side. And I know when I'm doing healing work, I can actually watch my angels. I don't tell them what to do. I do what I do. They do what they do. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Now, in your book, Wisdom Keeper, My Extraordinary Journey to Unlock the Sacred Within, you recount mystical experiences you had in Athens, Crete, Paris, Mexico, Ecuador, Egypt, and Asheville. How have these mystical experiences contributed to your personal healing?
Well, again, I'm not focusing that much on my personal healing. They contribute to everything. I mean, they didn't happen to help me with my MS. In fact, Most of those happened after my MS was removed. I mean, my whole trip in Europe was after. So it really had nothing to do with that healing. But if you use the word healing as let's heal the mind, body, spirit of Chloe Kemp, then yes, there is a healing going on, but it's not like a specific healing. The main thing that all those mystical experiences did for me, there was a lot of confirmation that I'm on the right track, because I really do want to heal the world. And so every time I get a new mystical experience that is either some of those mystical experiences were from things I remember from past lives. Some of them were from vision dreams. In Crete, there's all kinds of things I remembered in Crete and Greece, just profound. And then when the last night I was there, I was going up into the mountains for a restaurant event. And I'm on this bus and I look around like, oh my God, this is my dream. Because I had this dream years before I went to Crete, and I didn't know it was Crete. But like there were snakes everywhere, and the mountainous area which I was, I'm like that was Crete, because that's all the things that I'd found before had to do with snakes and the temple there. So sometimes that's what these mystical experiences do for me. Just like, yes, this is why, and this is why that dream was crawling with snakes, because you were a goddess in Crete and there were snakes everywhere and women were adorned with snakes. So it added more information to the puzzle, if that makes sense. The mystical experiences. Sometimes it gave me ideas about healing work. Other times it gave me more clarity on why is this person so important to me in this lifetime? You know, it just filled in information, and it wasn't all directed for here, Chloe, here's some more healing information. It was a bigger healing, if that makes sense.
Wonderful. Now, my second book is called What is Healing? Awaken Your Intuitive Power for Health and Happiness. And in it, I talk about what is healing? What does that mean? What does it mean when we're healed? So you have a cold and then you're not blowing your nose and eating chicken soup and lying on the couch anymore. Or you have MS and you've been MS free for 5 years. Your goal, according to you, is to heal the world. What does that look like for you? What does it mean?
I can't even tell you yet what it looks like, because I was given this information back in 2020 that I knew how to do it. And when it was time, I could do it, but it would probably take everything out of me. I'm like, I'm good. I'm not attached to this body. That's totally okay with me. But I believe it's linked to this. I've had huge memories about a past life in ancient Egypt since 2008. I started meeting people all over the world that are from that lifetime. So it's been traveling with me since 2008. So I think this being told you have the ability to do it is connected to my knowledge and abilities from where I came from, which was the Wise Ones dimension. And so my relationship with the Wise Ones has always been on an as needed to know basis. I've never, like when I first heard about this special healing that I know how to do, I never said, tell me how to do it. I need to know now. I'm just like, thank you. And I'm sure if you ever need me to remember, that'll happen. So that's kind of how I treat my guides and wisdom. Like it will tell me as I need it. So that's why it's hard for me to describe. So how are you going to heal the world? I don't know exactly. I just know that. Okay. So one thing, I'll share this with you. It dawned on me at some point, probably 2021. I'm like, okay, all of these people that I've met from Egypt, they know how to do the same healing I do. I know how to, but the truth is it was so traumatic. It was a genocide. So none of us remember how to do it. I mean, none of us do, but I think it's because we blocked it out. We got murdered for it. Like, why would we remember that one? So I was asking the shaman I work with here, is it ethical? Can I just bypass the people? And because most of them are alive, can I just ask their soul to help? And he said, absolutely, absolutely. Because then you're not involving their 3D body at all. Because since I've been told it could take everything out of me, I just don't feel comfortable saying, hey, do you mind helping me? We're all going to probably die, but you know, it'll be for a good cause. I don't feel comfortable doing that. But he said, absolutely. And so you know what happened? Just a month or two after that conversation with him, one of the people from ancient Egypt who I met here in San Miguel died. His soul showed up 2 months after he died. And he said, I'm here. I just want to let you know, anytime you're ready, I'm here. And so I felt like that was a confirmation, like, yes, when you're ready, when it's time, you can ask every one of those souls to help you. Those are the souls that are showing up at my healings. These are people that are alive and their souls are showing up to help with the healings. One of the ones in Asheville that just happened, one of my favorite healers is from that time. And he's the first one that showed up and he looked at me and he said, she's one of us. It was just like, so amazing. So anyway.
Now, Chloe Kemp, many healers are gifted, I feel, with health challenges in order to prompt deep inner work, right? So, you know, if it was easy, like I said to this gentleman today, he's a health coach. I'm like, you've already done the easy stuff. Now let's get into like what really needs to be done, right? So many healers, I feel, are gifted with health challenges in order to prompt their own deep inner work. How do you feel that MS has awakened your own gifts? And what would you advise? Because we're talking about other people suffering from MS.
Well, I think I've addressed what MS did for me is it got me back really big time on my path. My path in my 30s before I had my son got really far out, to the point where I'm like, I don't even know who I can talk to anymore. I started levitating, not try, just woke up one day and I'm like up there by the ceiling and I wasn't dreaming. I was wide awake. So I had pulled back for a very, very long time. I didn't get MS until my kid was 16. So I pulled back. I mean, I still had some spiritual things I did, but I really pulled back a lot because I'm like, I can't get so far out there that I don't even know who to talk to anymore. So that's what MS did for me. It brought me back to this huge leap, like huge. That was such a gift to get right back into the fire. That's really what I did. I jumped right back into the fire in a bigger way than I'd ever done. So that was the biggest gift. So, but your other question was, what do you tell people who are new at this? What I would encourage anyone who's struggling with anything, and including MS, please, please try to be open-minded, please. And try to start believing in miracles, because miracles are for everyone. We think, oh, miracles are so rare and they only happen when everything's in alignment, blah, blah, blah. No, they're there for your taking. But I think we don't realize as people, humans walking around on this 3D world, we forget that they're there. And so I would encourage you to start believing in miracles and start believing that you deserve miracles. Start believing that you have the ability to tap into your own healer or find the right healer that's going to help you grow. That's going to change their life. Even if, because I met someone recently and they had a sister who has MS and I said, well, she may want to talk to my shaman. They said, well, she's not very open-minded. I'm like, then okay, if she's not that open-minded, she's probably not going to get rid of it, because I had to believe that possibility. There was no way anybody could have removed my MS if I didn't believe it was possible. So that's a huge part of this journey for someone who's new on this journey. But just holding that belief, this can happen and I deserve for this to happen. And people can apply that with any problem they have.
Beautiful message. And there's a spiritual book called A Course in Miracles, and it defines a miracle as a shift in perspective, right? So just simply looking at things differently, looking at your diet differently, looking at your spirituality differently, looking at your embodiment differently, right? Yep.
Well, the other thing that ties into this question one of my editors said, you know what? I feel like your main themes of your book are faith, trust, and surrender. Mm. Well, that's the key to healing. Mm. That's the key. That's, in my opinion, that's the key to healing. That's the key to happiness. That's the key for existing in this 3D world, is my feeling.
Beautiful message. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Our guest today, Chloe Kemp, has been free of MS for 5 years. She is the author of Wisdom Keeper, My Extraordinary Journey to Unlock the Sacred Within. And you can find out more about Chloe Kemp and her wonderful work at her website, ChloeKempWisdomKeeper.com. And remember, when you engage the spiritual principles of faith, trust, and surrender, you can heal yourself naturally. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.